This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded India's young innovators for their pivotal role in advancing technology and driving the nation's self-reliance. Digital India has empowered the youth to harness innovation, reinforcing India's position as a global technology powerhouse over the past 11 years. Responding to posts on social media by MyGov India, Mr. Modi said leveraging the power of technology has brought innumerable benefits for the people. The Digital India initiative has turned technology into a tool for empowerment, bridging gaps, unlocking opportunities, and making governance more accessible and transparent for every citizen. On the International Day of Yoga on the 21st of this month, more than 1 lakh yoga events based on common yoga protocol will be conducted simultaneously from 6:30 to 7:40 in the morning. This year, the theme is One Earth, One Health. Addressing media in New Delhi, Union Ayush Minister Pratap Rao Jadhav said the main event will be held at Vishakhapatnam in Andhra Pradesh, where Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate.
पूरे राज्य में मजबूत और दीर्घकालीन योग संस्कृति बनाने के उद्देश्य से आंध्र प्रदेश सरकार ने योग आंध्रा अभियान शुरू किया है, जो एक सर्वथा अभूतपूर्व प्रयास है। इस प्रयास का उद्देश्य 10 लाख नियमित योग अभ्यासियों का एक समूह बनाना है, जो असाधारण रूप से महत्वाकांक्षी हो।
In Delhi, Yoga Day will be celebrated at 111 locations, including iconic places like Red Fort, Kartavya Path and Lodi Garden. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India-Sweden partnership is a model of how two diverse economies can create mutual benefit through shared vision and cooperation. He was addressing the Confederation of Swedish Enterprises and interacting with leading Swedish and Indian business leaders during the India-Sweden High-Level Trade and Investment Policy Forum in Sweden yesterday.
The two sides to conclude the free trade agreement between EU and India before the end of calendar 25. We are very much on track to achieve that. Significant progress has been made. More than half the chapters are ready. In terms of content, I would say we are almost 90% ready for market access issues. On services and rules of origin, our negotiations start on Monday. Should not be difficult. There may be a few areas where we will need ministerial intervention.
Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today said there has been more than 90 times increase in direct benefit transfer DBT in just a decade. In a social media post, Ms. Sitharaman said, from over 7,000 crore in 2014, DBT has risen to 6.83 lakh crore in the last financial year. In another post, the minister stated that India also leads the world in real-time payments, as transactions of more than 260 lakh crore rupees were processed in 2024-25. She added that nearly 18,600 crore transactions by volume are being handled annually. The 8th edition of Exercise Shakti 2025, a joint military exercise between India and France, will be held from the 18th of June to the 1st of July at La Cavalerie in France. The aim of the exercise is to enhance joint military capability of both sides to undertake multi-domain operations in a sub-conventional scenario. In a social media post, the Indian Army said the joint exercise will facilitate developing interoperability, bonhomie and camaraderie between armies of both the nations. The benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading over 0.4% down in forenoon trade today amid mixed global cues. On the sectoral front, barring pharma, healthcare, media and telecommunication, all other sectors were trading with cuts. The 30-share BSE Sensex lost 377 points to 82,138, and the NSE Nifty 50 slipped 110 points to 25,031 when reports last came in. In the FIH Hockey Pro League, Indian men's team will take on Argentina at the Wagner Hockey Stadium in Amstelveen, Netherlands, this evening. The match will begin at 6:30 p.m. Indian time. And with that, we end this news bulletin.